Members of Voces Novae are starting to arrive for their weekly rehearsal. Some are organizing their music, chatting, or doing vocal exercises. Then there's a group of singers huddled around a small table with a dozen wine glasses, running their fingers around the rims, and then adding or subtracting spoonfuls of water. They have to make sure the glasses are exactly in tune.
What's the technique?
Try and try again.
Here we go. Got it.
The wine glasses are kind of a logistical nightmare. There's no question about it.
Sue Swaney is the artistic director of Voces Novae.
It's like doing theater with animals and children, and, you know, it's like these wine glasses are kind of temperamental. But
that's good.
So we have an A. These musical wine glasses will make an appearance in their upcoming concert in Columbus, a sort of progressive concert around some of downtown's most iconic buildings. Audience members and the choir will walk from building to building, experiencing a piece of live music at each location. The wine glasses are featured in Eric Eisenwald's Northern Lights, which is being performed at the Lincoln Elementary School. Second soprano Marie Motz is a founding member of Voces Novae. While she has been to Columbus before, she's never actually been inside any of the buildings. Singing Northern Lights, she starts to paint a picture of what the school might look like.
Being in a boat, you sort of wonder what the building shape will be, but you're also seeing all the sparkling, wonderful northern lights and the vastness. So I don't know exactly what the building will look like, but what format is Sue seeing in that building that we're going to be projecting through the music?
Swaney selected music based on what she found most interesting about a building. For the Lincoln Elementary School, the boat-shaped gymnasium is the most obvious connection. Composer Eisenwald and architect Gunnar Burkerts also share Latvian heritage. But if you know where to look, you'll see other connections, like the moat around the outside.
And then once you walk up inside the building, the largest volume of space is the gymnasium, the gym, and then the glass walls surrounding it, which is lined completely in wood and has a separate skin, like a boat in a sense, or a hull. It's very unique.
Kelly Wilson is the director and associate professor at IU's Center for Art and Design. He believes anyone can spot a great building, but few have the eye of a designer and can tell why it's great.
My job was to show her how to read the voices, the authorial voice that the designer put into the building.
Designers speak the language of music all the time when describing a great piece of architecture: movement, vibration, dynamics. So Wilson says it's only natural to bring a choir into these spaces. Swaney says this collaboration is about slowing down.
I felt like the music gives people a chance to experience the architecture instead of driving by on a bus or, you know, walking in and going, nice space. They actually sit in it for 10 minutes and experience it with more of their senses.
And moving music out of the concert hall and into these real-life contexts is how Voces Novae hopes to bring new audiences to classical music. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.